Hey, what's going on, everybody? Peace and love for those that are going to be listening. This is David Williams, also known as Superman. And tonight's topic is going to be School of Hard Knocks, my introduction to fatherhood. I've been in Philly for about a month. Originally, it was supposed to be 3 to 4 days, but I came down here because somebody that I care about, their son was involved in a car accident. And so I wanted to make sure that they were a little bit more stable before I headed back to New York. So originally I was going to be down here for like a week, and instead it's turned into like a month. So now whenever I travel to Philly, I usually, you know, of course, book my one-way bus ticket or plane ticket, however I decide to get down here. And then I keep it open, you know. I don't book, you know, like a week or anything. However long I need to be down here is how long I need to be down here. And so now that things are more stable, I feel better about going back to New York. And so my introduction to this whole thing has really been being thrown in the thick of it. I'm not going to lie. It's really seeing if I could handle being a father, having a little one to provide for, seeing if I can handle it, man. You know, it's one thing to, you know, give advice to people when you're not doing it. And that's one of the ways that I like to lead. I like to lead by example, you know, and this is another example of me being able to do that, being able to lead by example, you know. And it's been a ride, man. I gotta say, it's been a ride. I've definitely learned some things about myself emotionally while I've been down here. I always say, you know, that entrepreneurship has made me grow up financially, because you can't spend everything you make. Otherwise, you won't have any product to buy. You can't restock up on your product if you spend all your money. So entrepreneurship has made me grow up financially, especially finding things along the way that I want to invest in. Like stocks, investing in more books, investing in, you know, an airline if I wanted to start one, or anything like that. So entrepreneurship has really made me grow up financially. This, however, has made me grow up emotionally, and really reminding or viewing, you know, my son as a younger version of myself. You know, he's very, when he says no, he means it. You know, when he's got his mind made up on something, that's what he means. He doesn't want you trying to change his mind or anything like that. And I could really, really resonate with that, because that's me. You know, unless somebody puts up a really good argument behind why I shouldn't do something, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it. Or if I can't, I'll find my own way of doing it without telling anybody. So being down here in Philly, and having this experience now, you know, of being a father, made me see that I could handle it, you know. And instead of waiting on somebody else to tell me what I could or could not handle, you know. Now, granted, there's been some really, really honest conversations, you know, of course, but it's proven to me that I could handle being a father. You know, having a little one to provide for. It's really amplified my resolve. It's amplified my ambition. It's amplified a lot of things that I was already before, you know, before this situation came my way, to see if I could handle it. And so it's really given me a lot of reflection time. I'm damn near done with a book that I've been writing while I've been down here. And that's one of the things that I love about what I do, is that I can do it from anywhere. I don't have an office. I don't have a physical office. So I'm not tied to a location. And I love not being tied to a location. I love that. You know, so it's been definitely an eye-opener. You know, it's really... And I was already stepping into my leadership role before this came along. You know, and so now to add the role of a father to my long list of titles that I wear, and I wear them proudly, from author to podcaster to, you know, owner of 3 to 4 privately owned companies, to other stuff, man, to investor, all of that stuff. I love all of that stuff. And so to now add father to that, you know, I was warned that this would be a lot. I was warned, or given a heads up, if you will, that this would be a lot, you know, but I like seeing for myself if I can handle stuff. I don't want to always go off of what somebody else may say or how somebody else feels about it. And I feel like this has really shown me that I can handle it. I can handle being a father, you know. I love inspiring people anyway. I love, you know, just being able to pour back into somebody else if they're willing to listen. And this is another case of me doing that, you know. A lot of the things that I was doing before I got to this point were preparing me for this. That's really how I feel about it. And so now a lot of it has just been muscle memory, you know, it really has. You know, and so I'm grateful. It's been a ride, like I said. It's been definitely an emotional eye-opener, you know, to really make money stretch and really see if you can handle what you're asking for. You know, I always said that I wanted to pour back into a kid. I always said that I wanted to pour back into multiple children. I've mentored kids along the way. And I was approached early on about mentoring kids, early on in my process and in my journey. When I had written my second book, I was approached about mentoring kids, you know. And so this is just another, I guess, stepping stone, if you will, of me being able to mentor a kid, you know. I always said that I wanted to dedicate one of my books to a son, to a daughter, whatever God feels called to give me. And so this is a stepping stone for that, you know. And so my next book will be dedicated to him. And may my journey, my process, whatever other books God wants me to do, may they make his life easier. That's always been a strong driving force behind why I do what I do. I always say that if it was up to me, I would have given up a long time ago. And so God always sends me people to re-strengthen my resolve when it's weakened or when it's lost and whatnot. And so this is just another example of that. You know, I was saying things that I'm grateful for earlier today. And that's one of the things that I'm grateful for, is being able to inspire people, whether it's kids, women, other men that really resonate with my message. I'm grateful for the position that I'm stepping into. I'm grateful to be a father. I'm grateful to be a multifaceted entrepreneur. I'm grateful that a lot of the things that I saw in my brain have, in one way or another, manifested themselves. I'm grateful. You know, this is things that I was calling upon, you know, in my quiet time. You know, and I always say that quiet prayers make way for public blessings. That's really been one of my mantras as of late, and it's been true. A lot of the things that I've written about, a lot of the things that I've spoken about in private, have one way or another manifested. You know, from becoming a best-selling author to being in a magazine to starting my own companies. Like, a lot of these things were things that I was either looking up on YouTube or looking at pictures of or writing down in my journal. And so to now be living it, not just talking about it, but living it, is beautiful, man. You know, I accept the challenge that comes with it. I appreciate the fact that the challenge came at the right time. You know, I used to think that I wasn't ready. You know, I used to think that I had to have my ducks in a row before things like this would come along. That's what I used to think. And even though I felt I wasn't ready, God felt I was ready. God saw the quiet work that I was doing, even when other people weren't privy to it, even when other people didn't know about it. God saw what type of heart I had. God saw the work I was doing and continues to see it, even when other people may not see it. You know, so I accept this role that I've been, you know, called to do. I've sold some books while I've been down here, which is always a great thing. Because one thing I've learned is to always have a book or two or five wherever I go, you know. And so I was able to order some books and have them on hand just in case somebody asks me about them or asks me about, you know, what do I do personally and whatnot. And so I've been able to spread the word even in Philly about, you know, my authorship and what I have going on and things like that, man. So I'm grateful. I accept the position that I've been called to do, because I do believe that nothing happens by mistake. This was for a particular reason, even though I'm not always sure of the reason. And so I accept the challenge of being a father now. I accept it. I appreciate the people that said that I would be a great father before I even knew, you know. And so I've kept a lot of things quiet and off of social media because of the situation that I'm helping, you know, my significant other deal with. Our son was hit by a car, and so he's been going through surgery, which is why I haven't really shared anything about it publicly, because it's very much classified information, if you will. And so I don't want any negative repercussions from this whole thing, so I've been very quiet about that situation in itself, you know. But he's making a recovery. He's currently in a wheelchair as we speak. And so I'm grateful just for that. I'm grateful that, you know, instead of planning a funeral, he's, you know, in a wheelchair for the time being and he's recovering. So I will take that over having to help somebody plan a funeral any day. Because anybody that knows me knows that I don't like funerals. I'm very much an upbeat, inspiring type of dude. So I like to keep myself in that environment, in that type of energy. So much love to those that are going to listen to this at a later moment, man. When God gives you a position, it is your position. Even though you may want to rub it off on somebody else, it is your position, you know. And so that's what I've been sitting with while I've been down here. Much love to those that are going to be listening. To other young fathers out there, sometimes the thing that you're running from is what you need to be doing. So much love. I love you all. This is David, also known as Superman, and I'm out.